Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What would you like for breakfast? The usual.
No, not today.
Today, I'm going to do something special for you.
Why is that? Why today?
Because today's the day.
What's so special about today?
It's National Cheesesteak Day.
Cheesesteak.
Cheesesteak.
Have you ever eaten a cheesesteak
for breakfast?
It'll change your life.
Let's start the show.
Honey, we're going to need some Pepto.
I need some Pepto.
You might need more than that after this whole thing is over.
Oh, man.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, live and local in studio with show number 1,852, Carla.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't even have to name the days anymore.
No.
So it doesn't even matter now. It's
not really.
Today.
Yep.
Happy today.
Uh-huh. 6:02, Philly Cheesesteak Day.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be honest. I think those sandwiches would taste good any time of the day.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. There's the place over on, on Decatur, Steakout. I don't know.
Yes.
They might have called something else now, but I think it was Steakout at the
time. It's been there forever.
Yeah, really good. Really good.
What is that? Just south of the Meadows Mall.
Yeah, yeah. Just a smidge. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, like on Meadows. Isn't it on Meadows and Decatur?
I believe that's what it's called still.
This is good. Really good.
Yeah, one of those places that's been here in Las Vegas forever.
You know, that might make you smile, having a cheesesteak, man.
Okay. By the way, talking about food, I thought this was pretty funny. When you had mentioned, right off the top, if we want to throw it out there this morning, your new rapper name.
Yeah, your new rapper name is Lil, whatever the last thing was that you ate out of the cupboard that you generally wouldn't eat.
Being quarantined.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
As long as we've had, and we've talked about that before, people are buying stuff that they've never bought before.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it.
Because that's the only thing left on the shelf.
Yes, I'm a condiment today. I'm Lil Green Olive.
Are you?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's my rapper name today. I wasn't that hungry last night for some reason, so I ate some green olives. So, yeah.
I guess I would be Lil Summer Sausage. A little slumber sausage.
I'm sorry about that, Mom.
I know. Well, I've got to go with something. That might as well be it. Plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the low 70s. Windy tomorrow. Some high clouds. High in the upper 60s. 52 now. Carla, as your first take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
I do, as a matter of fact. Ryan Reynolds will tell you who's going to save the world. It's pretty funny.
Oh, can't wait. All right, more on that and some other stories. Plus, what is your new Lil rapper name?
Yeah, Lil whatever the last thing you ate out of the cupboard.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, lots going on with celebrities just helping out, too, you know, which is really cool. Rihanna's charitable foundation is doing its part, donating $5 million to various organizations, including food banks, the World Health Organization, and International Rescue Committee, which is very cool. That's a chunk of change.
Yeah.
Some other people who now have this stupid virus, former presidential candidate and Senator Amy Klobuchar, her husband has it. Greg Reichardt, who was an actor from The Young and the Restless and Days of Our Lives.
Oh, boy.
He was on there.
Oh, boy.
I know, for a few years, up till a couple of years ago, supposed to come back to the show. He's also got it. Lizzo was criticized for wearing a mask when they're in such short supply, but it turns out she has strep throat. People can get sick in other ways now. You can still get colds and all of that stuff. She said she's trying to just protect the people in her home, and, and that is for sure. I said, I don't know. I think I have allergies.
Yeah.
I'm just, it's that from the rain and all that. If I think I have anything else, I won't be in here. I will not
be
in here. Yes, exactly. I don't want to give anyone any germs.
Yeah.
And Ryan Reynolds, this is pretty funny. He joked, about celebrities pretty much, you know, saving the world.
I think in times of crisis, I think we all know that it's the celebrities that we count on most. They're the ones who are going to get us through this.
Aww.
Right after healthcare workers, of course, first responders, people who work in essential services, ping pong players, mannequins. They're great. Childhood imaginary friends. Sure. Like 400 other types of people. Look, stay at home.
Oh.
practice social distancing, wash your hands. We are going to get through this thing. We're going to get through this thing together.
When I first heard that, I thought,
you're like, oh, what a douche. I know. No, he's not serious at all. Yes, he was basically saying just that. It's like, nobody cares. Nobody cares. I mean, we can all say good things, of course, but it's not us. It's not us. Everybody has to do this. That is my take for now, sponsored by the Clark County Credit Union.
KK's on the phone. What's up?
I'm calling about the steak place. It's not Mommy's. It's Pop's.
Oh, Pop's. That's right. It used to be Steakout, S-T-E-A-K, and now it's Pop's. That's right. That's right.
The building's been there forever, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've have to still be open, for obviously, for takeout.
All right.
Oh, man.
Oh, by the way, KK, what is the last thing you ate out of the fridge that normally you wouldn't eat, but being quarantined, you said, why not?
I ate my wife's tuna noodle casserole.
Little tuna noodle. There you go, or a little casserole.
Yeah, that would be your new rapper name.
My new rapper name would be Shizzle on the Grizzle.
Okay,
Shizzle on the Grizzle, whatever.
KK, have
all
a
right,
great
Lizzo.
Day. Bill, what's your rapper name?
Oh, man, I'm Lil Corn Chowder.
Lil Corn Chowder. Badass,
that
man.
That is so full of street cred.
Don't want to meet me in an alley, man. I'll take you on.
Little C. Chowder.
Oh, that's great.
Well, pull your pants up, buddy.
Yeah, really.
Have a great day, Bill. Be careful out there.
I will. Thanks.
So this is the way you figure it out. It's the last thing you ate.
That's your rapper name. The last thing you ate out of the cupboard that you wouldn't normally eat.
That you would normally
right.
eat. Okay. And KK, I wonder if that was a couple of them. Maybe.
I know. So.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so they do this every once in a while. They put this out there. What's your new porn name? Your rapper name?
Yes.
So with everybody being quarantined, as they should be, to figure out your new rapper name,
yes.
you take the last thing you ate out of the pantry or the fridge, if you want.
Yeah, we're eating a lot of things we don't normally eat.
Okay.
And you put what,
Lil?
Lil in front of it. Yeah, Lil in front. I'm a little green olive. So, Mike,
Lil summer sausage.
Yeah. What'd you eat last night?
John, what about you?
Lil tapioca pudding.
See?
I guess it'd be pudding if I'm going to really be free cred.
Lil tea pudding.
I was going to say, if you want to be original, I'd go Lil tapioca. Yeah. Nobody uses tapioca.
No, not anymore.
Ron says, well, this sucks. I'm Lil sweet peas. Oh, another one of our listeners, Lil chicken cordon bleu. Wow, nice. Lil tomato soup.
Yeah.
And we got a little handful of pumpkin seeds.
Oh, my.
Pumpkin seed.
That is quite the lineup for a concert.
Somebody else mentioned, Carla, you said this last week. I was able to get one from Marie Callender's, little razzleberry pie. I said, okay.
Nice.
All right, little razzleberry.
All right, people texting in. Steve's on the phone. Steve, what about you?
Hot and spicy Roman noodles.
Oh. A little hot and spicy noodles.
You got to say it a little bit more energetic. I mean, you got to sell it.
Well, you know, I mean, there's nothing too exciting about hot and spicy noodles.
If you say it like you're excited about it, Stephen, then you got street cred, man. Come on.
Hot and spicy are noodles.
A little hot and spicy noodles, man.
I'm a little hung up on the breakfast thing. I wonder what they did with all of the jumbo chickens.
What?
There's no more jumbo eggs.
You're right about that.
They sacrificed them for the jumbo wings.
I don't know. Maybe the jumbo chickens are hiding out.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe they're quarantining too.
See how many things if you have the time to sit and think, what comes to your mind?
Don't you, when you don't even know what day it is anymore?
Boy, this whole little rapper thing, your new name is caught on.
This took off.
Text line's blowing up.
Yeah, this is great. Mike, he came in at little pumpernickel.
Uh-huh.
So I like that, Mike. I like that a lot. Sarah is little rice pudding. She and John could actually go on tour together.
Yeah.
Little tapioca, little rice pudding.
I like that.
Anna is little biscuit.
I'm sure she is.
Little biscuit.
Little biscuit.
I love that.
What about you?
Little Twix.
I love it.
I like it. Boy, we're all eating healthier.
Have a great day.
You too.
John, what about you? What's your rapper name?
Hey, I'd like to be Lil Yakisoba.
Lil Yakisoba?
Yeah.
There you go. Have some noodles, huh?
That's right. Put a little spice in it.
John, you have a great day. Thanks for calling in.
Will do. You too. Thanks. You guys are great.
Reminder that 96.3 KKLZ, along with the Beasley Media Group, you know, we are committed to Las Vegas and especially local businesses. So today, later today, and it's not too late, If you're a business owner facing difficult times, take advantage of a free 30-minute webinar hosted by Beasley Media Group. It's going to feature actionable insights, timely advice, relevant data. And to register, all you have to do is go to 96.3kklz.com. Again, it is absolutely free. You're going to want to do this if you own your own business. And all the information on our website, just a reminder, we're all in this together. Weather-wise, shouldn't be too bad today. Plenty of sunshine, highs in the low 70s, maybe a little windy tomorrow. Highs in the upper 60s, about 52 outside right now. Let's do it. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I suppose some good news in all of this. CVS says it's hiring 50,000 new people because they need those people because of the run that they're having, as other grocery stores have done.
Wow.
And pharmacies and things like that. 50,000 new people across the country. So 50,000 new people to tell them they're out of toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, we don't have any. I'm so sorry.
Move along.
We don't, but no, they don't either. Sorry. Crazy. Fashion designers, fashion labels, we're talking big. Big houses where they make expensive pieces of clothing.
Yeah.
They are now producing hospital gowns and masks for coronavirus medical workers. This is so smart and so cool because they can, you know, they can produce that stuff. So some of them have completely stopped producing clothing and just started making medical wear for those on the front lines, now, which is really great.
Are these going to be fashionable?
I don't know. I'm wondering if they're going to be a little more fancy, you know?
They got the patterns.
A little bit fancier,
and
like cool cuts,
yes,
and all of that, you know? But
You got to laugh.
Are you kidding? Listen, the humor. I'm going to tell you right now, if I could wear scrubs every day of my life, I would.
Yeah.
Good scrubs. Oh, man, they're comfortable. Oh, they're nice. And Costco, yeah. Yes, Costco giving employees an additional $2 an hour because they are working during the coronavirus outbreak and they're working so very hard. There are a few stores that have bumped up wages. You know what? We keep saying they're essential workers.
Yeah.
Pay them. Pay them like essential workers. So good for you, Costco. Some good things coming out of this. As I recall, Whole Foods was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So good for these employees.
And I love the
stepping up.
I've seen the commercials for these fast food places.
Yeah.
And I think they're very good.
Yeah, they are. They really are.
I mean, say what you will, people do have to go out. They drive around and maybe grab something to eat.
Right, right. I don't know if you've gotten anything from someone through, like, a window. And, boy, it's different.
Yeah.
And they're holding, you know, they're either gloved, changing those out when they hand you something or handing through. They won't touch the other end of it. They just hand it to you very carefully.
On the flip side, I know a lot of people might be paranoid while they're handling the food.
Yeah.
Is that where I want to go? I don't know.
Yeah, but I sometimes would rather do that, just me, than I don't like going to the grocery store right now. There are a million people. They're fighting over tissue. I don't need that.
Okay.
I just don't want it. It is Tuesday, a few things you should know.
Carla, Shauna is on the phone, and I feel bad because she says she has the wrong number. Shauna, what's going on?
I'm working at the hospital.
Oh, man. Shauna, are you doing okay? No. Talk to us.
I love you guys in the morning, though. I absolutely love you guys.
So what's the attitude? What's the atmosphere like at the hospital where you work? I mean, you guys are going through this just like everybody else.
More than everybody else.
It's very cautious. Of course, everybody has to. We're starting to do the temperatures before anybody can walk in right now.
Yeah.
And so that's precaution. We're doing the hand sanitizer. We're the patients that are in the room, there are nobody else going up there with them, which is really sad. And we've got nurses out in the front triaging a lot before people can come into the ER.
And by the way, for the record, you used the word triage.
Yep,
a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about those cool words that you never can use, but you love to say. And mine was triage.
Well, you sure can now, Mike.
Yes.
Jeez, way to go, Mike. Way to go. Jeez.
So, Shauna, if it's any consolation, how about a virtual high five?
Come here, Mike.
Well, thank you, guys.
Hang
in there, girl.
Please spread the love from Mike and Carla to everyone there, okay?
This is like the best wrong number ever.
I know, right?
Well, now I guess I'll call. Do I really need to call and let them know what's going on?
Now that they've probably gone and left.
I'll call my husband now.
Yeah.
And you guys, I know this sounds really silly, but those masks do make a difference. And let me tell you why. Is because even if you don't have it, but you might think you're exposed to it, if you wear those masks and just the basic ones, it's keeping the germs to yourself. Even though other people might have it and you can breathe that airborne pathogen in through your mask, but if you have it, you're not breathing it out to anybody else. And so the only masks that are the super awesome ones are the, I can't even
the
think.
The N95?
Yes.
A friend of mine got some from Home Depot. I mean, like, way back when, because he does construction. And I have one, and I've just been, I use it when I go to the store and things like that. Thank you, my dear.
You too. Stay safe out there.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting. Funny and entertaining.
Lots of fun. On 96.3 KKLZ.
So Carla and I were talking off the air about how people are handling this quarantine thing.
Yeah, it's been a week now. So
we're supposed to stay home.
Yeah.
And people are trying to get along. They're playing games. They're watching new shows.
Whatever they're doing.
You live by yourself.
Yeah, I'm fine.
And how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm just fine. Loving it.
Are you?
Love it. Yeah. Well, I get to see the one I love, you know.
Because
we were really safe the last few weeks, actually. Yeah. kind of stayed away from each other.
Oh, I thought you meant in the mirror.
Oh, well,
walking
yeah,
around your house, I got
too,
to see the
John.
One I love
yes,
in the
exactly.
mirror.
Exactly. How are you doing? Well, I am fine. How are you?
You look fabulous.
Thank you. Do I? In my sweats again? Thank you.
Isolation is
No, but I'm thinking people have to be going nuts now. There's got to be something about your spouse or your partner or your kids that is driving you absolutely batty at this point. And it may be nothing that you even noticed before, or you did, but not to this extent.
Because there was some sort of separation. He or
yes.
she would go to work, you would do your thing.
I miss you. Now you don't have time to miss each other.
No.
You can't miss.
Depending on your situation,
right.
you could be with them all day long.
Yeah. Yeah, you
And
sure
after
can.
You go through the regular routine of, all right, we're going to have lunch, dinner, whatever the case may be, watch our shows.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
After the shows are over, you go, what are we going to do?
Yeah, it might be that simple, too, but I want to watch this. Well, I want to watch that. I'm just kind of wondering, there have to be, and you don't have to give us your name if you don't want to. That's okay. You can remain anonymous. But I'm just wondering what it is. Is it something really tiny? Is it something major that you just didn't know?
Right.
Because you don't spend the better part of the day with that person.
After all these years, all of a sudden now.
Yeah, exactly. Or did you find out something out about yourself there? Oh, I don't know how to do new math. I know that.
702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. Hang on, Kendra's on the phone. Kendra, what about you?
Oh, my fiance picks at his nails.
Oh.
Like the little clicking noise of him just picking at his nails. I'm like, we have fingernail clippers.
Oh.
He's like, I'm not picking it. I'm not cutting my nails. I'm like, no, you're picking at them. We have fingernail clippers.
Yeah.
Use them.
I can hear Jody saying that too.
Yeah.
Listen, we're in bed.
Yeah.
And she's rolled over with her back towards me.
Oh, yeah.
Sleeping.
Right.
And I'll just do one of,
do it real.
Yeah.
Like poke at your cuticle a little bit.
And she'll do this. She'll do the rollover and go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Really?
I'm sorry. Okay.
You can hear that.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Why do you think I rolled over?
Okay.
All those things start to come to the surface.
Yes. And I'm sure too, like even, you know, be honest, people, your kids, what are they doing? Because they drive you nuts anyhow. You love them, but they're your kids.
Right.
What are they doing now that's particularly annoying?
A little while ago, we started talking about being quarantined with that somebody you love, that somebody special.
Right.
That just does everything so right.
Right. Oh,
but maybe after a couple of days, 24/7 being together, you start to notice things that maybe you didn't notice before.
Right. Yes. You were separated for a period of time.
You can text or call in 702-739-9636. Brenda's on the phone. Brenda, what is it?
I love him dearly. Tomorrow's our 24-year anniversary, but I cannot stand hearing him chew.
Oh.
Like, I don't like the way people chew anyway, like the sound of it at holidays, when we host holidays. We always have music.
Right.
But, like, he could chew soup. He might chew pudding. I can hear his teeth smacking together, and it is like worse than nails on a chalkboard. I can't stand up.
So after all these years...
24, Mike.
Being quarantined.
Wow.
That's what comes out of this.
Yeah, I think when you hear it once in a while, it's one thing. But then when you hear it constantly, like maybe three meals a day, who knows?
I can hear him chew soup.
I can so hear Jody saying that about you.
Oh, I so could hear her. And when he used to do it, it was so cute. But now, not so much.
It's driving me nuts now. This is ridiculous.
Candace, what are you going through?
So what's driving me crazy is I actually went on vacation the week that they decided to put us on lockdown and was stuck at home with my husband. And he's constantly on OfferUp, Facebook, where they sell things.
Oh,
and he's
yeah.
constantly, look at this. Oh, we need this. We need that. No, we don't. So, I mean, that's just driving me crazy, and I'm glad I went back to work yesterday.
Now we're just looking to get out of the house. Fine. Exactly. I don't need to be.
Exactly. And then another problem. I work for a grocery store. Why is there so many cars on the road? Come on, people. We're supposed to be in lockdown.
Yeah, I keep wondering that myself.
There is so much traffic. I work off the strip, and, I mean, there is so much cars, like, as if the strip was open.
Yeah, I know. You kind of wish you worked at one of those stores on the strip now, don't you? Jeez.
And Candace, this is what I want to ask you, since you work at a grocery store. Where were all these people before?
Exactly.
I've shopped for a long time. I've never seen this great of amount of people in the store. Like, all of a sudden, they're coming out of the woodwork?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we were wondering. And I didn't really have to go through a lot of the rush. I caught it last, Friday and Saturday before I went on vacation, before we were put in lockdown. And it got really, really busy in there.
It's crazy now
it's kind of slowing, maybe because we're out of a lot of stuff.
Exactly why I haven't been to the store. It's like I'm not going to get anything anyhow.
Or people have stocked up on enough where they don't need to go.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
I hope.
And I mean, have some heart for us. We're at work doing our best to, restock the shelves and stuff. You don't have to be mean to us.
No.
We really don't want to be there. We're going through the same thing as everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hang in there, Candace. We so appreciate what you're doing, and be safe, okay?
Yes, thanks a lot.
The 10K Payday Contest begins Monday. You could win $10,000 to spend any way you like. Details coming up soon on the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. Plus, another take from Carla on some entertainment news next.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Kelsey Ballerini, and she is a country artist. She does some crossover work. This is interesting what she did. She used a drone to deliver her new album to some of her biggest fans. She sent each of them a message ahead of time to let them know.
Wow.
Something was literally on the way. So, yeah, how cool is that?
Well, you got to start thinking outside the box.
I know. I was thinking maybe we could, deliver Echo devices or old-fashioned radios.
Just start dropping them in yards.
Yeah, can you just buy radios now? I don't know if we can just buy radios anymore. Stevie Nicks has been enjoying the new Harry Styles album, Fine Line it's called, and she said it's inspiring her to write new music. She's a huge fan of his. She also compared this album to the classic Fleetwood Mac album, Rumors. She's loving it.
Wow.
So, I've heard some of it. It's very good.
Yeah.
But I've got to listen to the whole thing now because she's really digging it. And
that's a big comparison.
That's a huge comparison. Great album.
Now, if I'm Harry Styles.
Oh, I'm like, excuse me, what? Okay. This is
I don't even know if I can write another song.
You know what? It's my last album, Stevie. Thanks a lot.
Wow.
Thank you. I know.
Talk about pressure.
That's quite a compliment. It really is. Peyton Manning reportedly turned down ESPN's offer to join Monday Night Football.
Thank you.
Interesting. Yeah, I know. I
just don't think he would do well.
I don't either.
And I like the guy. I think
so
he's funny and doing what he does.
But it's
that's a different animal.
Tony Romo has that down. And I don't know that all former players are that good. And I just don't think Peyton Manning, I don't think that's his role. And maybe he knows, uh-oh.
I got to play you this, and it's real quick. But, a lot of play-by-play announcers don't have anything to do.
Right.
So
they're also quarantined. Yes.
Yeah. So they're just describing what's happening around their house. And this is a motocross guy.
Oh, okay.
talking about his dogs around the pool.
Here they come. They've completed lap number 5. You got Lexi in the lead. Louie tried to track her down. Here's Louie to the inside. He'll back away. Oh, Millie gets in the way. They make contact. Here again, Lexi leading out of turn number 3. Here comes Louie trying to shut it down. Checker flag in the air. Lexi will win by 5 dog lengths.
That's great.
Just sitting on his back porch.
Oh, that is great. Joe Buck was doing that, too, in his house. So good for them. You got to have some fun, man.
Yeah.
That is my take for now. Sponsored by the Clark County Credit Union.
Hey, listen. We're here. We're live. We're local. We're in the studio. We're in this together. And we're taking phone calls 702-739-9636. Looking to talk to somebody. Go back and forth on the text lines.
Sure.
KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. Loretta's on the phone. Loretta, what's up?
I just wanted to tell you guys, when you mentioned about the radio, my mom a long time ago gave me one of the radios that you crank or run on batteries.
Stop.
Like when you're in survival mode. You know,
so yes.
You
keep
right on
the radio.
That's awesome. Wow.
Carlin, isn't your alarm clock a clock radio?
It's a clock radio, yeah.
That you plug in?
Yeah,
and...
yep, it is, yeah. But it's a little newer version of a clock radio.
Of an older version.
Yes, exactly. Okay. I mean, it flips for daylight saving. I don't have to do any of that.
Right.
But it's, yeah, I still have a clock radio, and I love it.
They're still out there.
They are.
Well, I'm at the call center every day, and thank you for putting my message on last week. At least people aren't calling about the bath tissue and the paper towels. Now we need to get the listeners to know, if your order isn't there yet, don't call. You'll get an email so you can get the tracking information, because we don't have any information when it's going to leave the warehouse and get out to you. And UPS is also delayed, you know, they're trying to catch up on all the orders.
I get it.
So, Loretta, thanks so much.
I got to be honest. I went on, like, Amazon to look for all of this paper products. Nothing can be had till May. But I bought a pair of sweatpants because that's all I'm living in now. Some new Adidas. I ordered them Friday. They're going to be here today.
Bingo.
I know. I know.
Loretta, you have a great day.
You too.
Can't wait for that fashion show.
I know. They're red ones, Mike. Oh. They're red ones.
Perfect. So, do they have KKLZ on the
I know, but I should have had to see if they could customize them.
Yeah.
I know. No.
Hey, listen, something to look forward to. And if it happens, it's going to be great. It's in September. Roger Waters is coming to Vegas. We have those tickets. We're going to tell you how to win those in about 5-6 minutes from now.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. It wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, all this week you're going to have a chance to win those tickets for what we truly believe is going to be a sold-out concert.
Oh, yeah.
Roger Waters in September. So hopefully by then, and John, wouldn't you agree, by at least September, hopefully this stuff has settled down.
I would certainly hope that we get some sort of semblance of normalcy back
by
then.
To give you something to look forward to.
Right.
Roger Waters in September, T-Mobile Arena. All you have to do is figure out who is singing this classic, this iconic song from the 80s and even beyond.
Yeah, that's right.
Here it is. So y'all know the song.
Yeah.
But who is singing that?
Should be relatively easy.
Okay, it should be.
Yeah, I know.
It should be. Doesn't seem to be anyone around. You know, when that song first came out, I heard it and I thought, that is our song.
I know.
Man, we're rebels. We got to be together.
Right? Yeah, that's right. Running just as fast as we can.
Gotta get to the mall.
Yeah, we're so tough. We're holding on to one another's hands.
Yes. Sorry, John, there were no malls back when I first heard that, but thank you.
Oh, that's right. I forgot when it was popular when I was of that age. It was a remake by that point.
Yes. Went to the Woolworths, Mike. Went to the Woolworths counter.
Had a malt.
Had a malt and a grilled cheese. From that waitress, what can I get you, kids? What do you want?
But we were holding hands.
Yeah.
We were still holding hands. All right, I'll give you a bit of it here one more time. Now, we got got the lines on hold right now, 702-739-9636, to get through news and weather. And then, starting with caller 9, if you can identify who is singing this song, you got tickets for Roger Waters. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Roger Waters. All you had to do was tell us who you thought was singing this song.
Think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be anyone around.
Carla, we have Craig on the phone. He thinks he actually knows who is singing that song. I think we're alone now.
Mm-hmm.
Craig, go ahead. Give us the answer.
I believe it's Billy Joel Armstrong from Green Day.
Yes. Wow. Good job. Good job. He actually did that version, remade it in his house. You know, everybody's quarantined, and he did it at his house.
That's awesome.
It sounds really good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it is.
Because I do think we're alone now.
I know it. That's exactly, well, part of the reason that he did it. Yeah.
Okay.
And we're pulling our hair out.
I know, we are. But, man, with a song like that, you can kick it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
It's his version, anyhow.
You got the tickets, Roger Waters, T-Mobile Arena in September from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And Craig, thank you so much for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. You will love this story. Carla, a woman was video chatting with some coworkers when she said, I need a bathroom break. Wanted to keep hearing what everybody else was saying. So she brought her device with her in the bathroom. Forgot to turn off the camera.
Oopsie.
She's...
Hi, you guys.
She's still right there, sitting on the toilet.
Oh.
For a good 10 seconds before she realized the mistake she had made. I mean, 10 seconds doesn't sound like a long time.
No, but, you know, if your pants are at your ankles and there's Twitter, guess what?
Like a lifetime. I don't know if this is just bad timing or if you'd actually try this right now. Kool-Aid has made mystery packs.
Okay.
So you don't know what flavor you get until you jam your straw into the pouch and start drinking.
Okay. Well, all right.
Is that something you want to do right now?
I don't know that I know anything that's a surprise right now. I don't know that I really want, which is why I don't like this viral challenge, Mike. Oh, the parents are having a great time with the poop challenge. They prank their kids. They've all been in quarantine together, and they'll go in the bathroom and ask their kids to bring toilet paper. Then when the kids get there, the parents pretend to, you know, have that on their hands.
Yeah.
It sounds funny. The kids are losing it. They're scared. They're afraid. This is not funny, parents.
It could be ice cream or something.
Yeah,
or...
you know, a chocolate bar. But it's not funny. It's not funny. And you knew it would come to this. Drug dealers are now selling narcotics and hand sanitizer. And they've jacked up the price of the sanitizer by as much as 10 times. They're offering home delivery in some cities. I am not joking.
Wow.
Now, they got the idea after watching parody videos on YouTube of people selling toilet paper instead of drugs. So they're out selling hand sanitizer. Keep the narcotics. I might buy the hand sanitizer from you.
You know, but even Huggy Bear has to do something.
Absolutely. Yes.
These are different times now.
People out there are going, Huggy, wait a minute. Is that the what is that?
Starsky and Hutch.
What is he
Google
talking
it.
About? Is it a fabric softener? What is that? No, that's Snuggle. That's Snuggle.
Yeah.
It is Tuesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
As we always do, we end the show with a bit of good news to kind of kick your day off. And this one is kind of personal to me. You guys have heard me talk about my best friend, Monica, and I actually had to get permission to talk about this one. Her brother, she's very, very close to her brother. He had what they thought was a stroke a couple of weeks back. Turns out that basically he has a thrombosis, almost a tumor in his brain.
Yeah.
And he's had all sorts of procedures to try to fix this. This happened in L.A. before all of this started. Had to get home to Illinois, outside of Chicago, and couldn't do it. Just couldn't do it because it had to be a bit of a life flight type situation. Yeah. So there's a doctor here in town, and I did get permission. Dr. John Hur, he's an orthopedic surgeon who is a friend of Monica's. She's known him for a long time. He said, well, you know what? I have a plane. I'll do this. He's also a pilot, has been for years. Picked him up. They drove from LA to here, picked him up here, flew them to, stopped in Wichita, gassed up, went on to Peoria, Illinois, got him there, got him situated, flew back, stopped in Denver, gassed up, got back here. This was all on Saturday. Offered to do it. My best friend Monica even said, can I pay for gas? And of course they said, you don't want to know how much gas is for a private jet. That's included. You're a friend. We want to do something to help. Got him home safely. He'll have to have a craniotomy in about a month or so. It's very serious.
We're talking about somebody who went beyond.
Oh my God.
Way beyond.
I can't even believe still. And I mention that because I know a lot of people probably know who he is, and he definitely deserves a pat on the back and a huge thank you. And people are doing just that in big numbers, small numbers, and big gestures like that, and small gestures
love
that
it.
Mean the world right now. So thank you, John Hur, Monica. Love to you and to Mike.
That's what we're talking about.
Yes.
Even local superheroes that you might know about. Share your story.
Yes.
Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page, or even better yet, take time, give us a call while we're on the air, live and local in the studio, 702-739-9636. Would love to hear your version. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, life, shelterinsurance.com. Carla, recapping the show this morning, we found out everybody's new rapper name.
Yes, we did.
Based on the food, the last food you ate.
Right.
That normally you wouldn't.
Yeah, you pulled it out of the cupboard.
But
why
because
not?
Of everything that's going on. And we came up with some great names. Your name, of course, would be
Lil Green Olive.
And mine is Lil Summer Sausage.
Yeah, again, I'm sorry.
Okay. We talked to a lot of people about being quarantined and how that person, no matter how much you love them, all of a sudden that one thing you thought was cute is getting on that last nerve.
Why do you chew like that?
I can hear him chew soup. And then, of course, don't forget, even though we're quarantined and shouldn't be going out, you can still go out for food. Operation Gift Card.
Right.
Support the local businesses. Take advantage of the curbside to-go service via our website. We have it right there on the homepage, Operation Gift Card. If your business would like to be a part of it, it's absolutely free. All the details on our website at 963KKLZ.com. That about does it for us. Wendy Rush going to keep you company throughout the workday. Otherwise, we are back tomorrow, so do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. And as we always say, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.